Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Unusual Conversations podcast series, which is part of the Authentic Leadership podcast. My name is Sisi Ojani-Bekor. I work as a wellness executive and leadership coach, and I'm joined by two of my favorite people, friends and fellow coaches, Jane Katuga, Caroline Gailuma. How are you, ladies?
We are good.
We're good.
So good always connecting with the two of you. Now, for our dear listeners, those of you who might be listening to us for the first time, this is the Unusual Conversations podcast series. I invite Jane and Caroline over to share their thoughts, their words of wisdom on various topics. And because we have such different perspectives to the norm, and these perspectives usually come out in the regular conversations we have, I thought it would be a good idea to make some of these conversations public. So please make sure you check out the other conversations we've had. Episode 69 was about, can we learn to love difficult times? Episode 68, intimate relationships, what are they about? We talked about parenting. We talked about what's my life purpose. We even talked about death/transitioning. Is there a way we can deal healthily with that? And today we're talking about depression. It's something that so many of us have been through. Can we look at it in a different way? Caroline, Jane, and I like to call problems portals. You walk into a portal like in the movies, it's scary. You don't know what's on the other side, but when you do it, you always come out a different person. But before we get into that, I would love for Jane and Caroline to introduce themselves once more. Jane, what do you do? Who do you do it with? And how do you do it?
Okay, so hey. So what do I do? I'm a life and wellness coach. And for me, my major focus when I'm coaching is really looking at the stories that hold us back. I believe all of us go through events in life, and those happen on a day-to-day basis, on a daily basis. Yeah. But how we then respond to those events that are happening around us, how we look at them determines how we live our lives. And that usually is based on, we say it's not about what happens, it's about how you interpret what happens, the meaning you give to it. So basically what I do is help you start looking at how you're living your life and what meaning you have given to the events that have occurred or you events that you're anticipating might occur in the future. Mm-hmm. And that how that then holds you back. So in essence, what I do is help you start to interpret the events in your life in a different way that empowers you as a person. Yeah. I work with organizations. I work with, because I'm also a corporate trainer. I work with organizations. I work with individuals. I work with colleges. Just basically people who are looking to free themselves from the stories that are holding them back. So that's me.
Thank you so much for that, Jane. And dear listeners, we like to say in the world of coaching that it's less about what happens to you and more about what you made it mean. And that's what Jane is talking about. What are the stories you've told yourself about that thing or those things that happened? Thank you so much for that, Jane. Caroline, what do you do? How do you do it? And who do you do it with?
Let me start by saying that I'm talking to you if you have a very big challenge or a very big dream. And this has to do with either an external circumstance, so there's an external senior that's challenging you, a circumstance, an event, a person, a scenario, or, you know, or an internal one. Like maybe it's one of something that you're struggling with, could be an illness, could be a quality that you have, could be a past event that you have. Whether it's a challenge or a dream, I'm talking to you. And I want to tell you that it's a birthing that's happening. There's a new you that wants to come forth. And I midwife that process. I help you step into the new version of you that is required to overcome the challenge or to achieve the goal. And the new you is not a physical you. It's a state. that you need to get into. And that's what I help people get into. And I use different methods, conversational, energy work, inner child work, some, you know, NLP. I use different tools to help you get into that state that will help you achieve the goal or overcome the challenge. Yeah, that's me.
Thank you so much for that, Caroline. And it's so, so important for our listeners to understand this. The old you might not be fully equipped to deal with the challenge present, the challenge you're being presented with now. And you walk through that portal and you become a different person. As you're going through the process, you become a different person. So very, very important work you do there, Carolyn. It's not easy to do these things alone. This thing called life, I should say. As for me, I work as an executive leadership and wellness coach. I'll just keep it really simple for all our listeners. I help leaders solve your personal and professional challenges. You can find me on LinkedIn, CC Ojani Bekor. You can find me on social media, Coach CC Ojani, or visit www.themainprotagonist.com. People always ask me why I called my business The Main Protagonist. And I always say it's because I want to remind people that you are the main protagonist in the story of your life. In other words, you play the lead role in the story of your life. So never forget that. Today, guys, let's talk about depression. And before we get into it, I just want to remind everybody that Jane Carolyn and I are not preachers. We're not preaching. We're not telling you, you have to listen to everything we say and do exactly what we're telling you to do. Keep what resonates and discard what doesn't. That's what I love about these two women. They have a very high respect and regard for diversity of thought, opinion, perspectives, life experience. So we are certainly not preachers. Keep what will resonate, toss out the rest. It might make sense to you at a later date. So that's number one. Number two, depression is a very serious thing, you know? So we certainly don't want you to take it lightly just because you're hearing about it in a podcast episode. You should always get the support you need from qualified health practitioners. So please remember that, dear listeners. Reach out for any help, any support that you need. Now, let's get right into it, ladies. Depression. I know we've all experienced it. I should also add that here we're not talking about the regular, normal feelings of sadness that we all experience if, for example, something doesn't work out the way you had wanted. We all feel sad when we don't get that opportunity we thought we would get. We all feel sad when a close relationship ends. So today we're not talking about the regular old emotion of sadness. We're talking about depression. And there are three levels of depression. I remember being so surprised and grateful when many years ago I was educated on this. There's mild depression, there's moderate depression, and there's severe depression. A lot of people think if you're depressed, you can't get out of bed. You feel worthless. That's one kind of depression. Many of us are walking around depressed, but we look like we're okay. We still have jobs. We laugh and chat with our friends and family, but there's an underlying level of depression, which could be mild or moderate, that you may not be aware of. I know for me, I went through, I would say, a moderate depression after my daughter was born. And it hit me around about the 10-month mark when she was 10 months old. I didn't even realize I was in some kind of postpartum depression. And I was certainly experiencing moderate depression when I was a teenager and in my 20s. I can look back now and say, yeah, for sure, I was depressed. But you wouldn't know that looking at me. You know, I was laughing, hanging out with friends. But now that I know more about depression, I can tell you I was depressed. And I hope from this conversation, we can remove some of the stigma around depression. We all go through it. Let me start with you, Jane. What are your experiences and your thoughts around this thing, depression?
Oh, very good question, Sissy. This animal called depression. First thing is we misuse this word a lot.
Yeah.
Sissy, I'm depressed. Hey, Caroline, I'm not feeling too good. I think I'm depressed. Now we are even going to Dr. Google and finding out, symptoms so that we can now, justify what we're going through or explain to ourselves what we're going through and call it depression. I like what you said in the beginning. Sadness is not depression. And for sure, when we are grieving, it's not necessarily depression.
Depression, yeah.
We have lost something in our lives. We have lost someone in our lives, and we are grieving.
Yeah.
So I like to look at, depression as an interruption of flow of your wellness. And that interruption, first of all, wellness here is determined only by you, not by anybody else. So you're going through a time in your life when you start feeling like your thoughts and your emotions are beginning to attack you. Yes. And everything that you look at, you don't see any positive anything, no vibe of positivity in it. You everything you look at, you feel like you're just about to lose something. I'm going for an interview. Oh no, I can't make it. Look at me. Who will even look at me? So you get to a point where all the thoughts that you're really creating within yourself, within in your mind starts working against you. It tells you all the things that you cannot do. You get to a point where you start feeling like, so what is working in my life?
What's the point? Nothing is
What's
working.
the point? And those thoughts, yeah, though they play in the background, they become very critical in your life because everything that you see when those thoughts start to play in the background is from those eyes.
They taint everything.
They taint
Taint
everything.
everything.
Yes.
And I love what you're saying, Jane, because your thoughts are attacking you. Your thoughts are attacking you, and they do taint everything. They taint your view of life, and that's why married people sometimes
Yes.
take their own lives. That's why people who are parents sometimes take their own lives, and everyone on the outside is going, "Oh, that doesn't make sense." But to the person who was depressed, it made complete sense at the
Complete sense
time.
because you feel worthless, you feel like nothing is working, and it's pointless to even attempt anything. And the best way is to off myself out of this world. So it's a place, it's something that people go through. It's like you said earlier, we may not even be aware we are going through that. I've gone through
High achievers need to be very, very careful with this one. Smart people who've been told,
Oh,
"Oh,
yes.
Jane, you're such a superstar."
Oh, yes. And I go on
We need to
stage
be
and I think.
really careful with the with it
I go
because
on stage and I bring the stardom, the super stardom, But when I am back in my house on my own,
The
I'm
truth
a
comes
totally
out.
different. So, yes. And you know that you've just been acting there. I've gone through it as well with my second daughter. I went through postpartum depression. And at one point, when I lost both my job and my marriage, broke, and I went through a time where I was wondering, so who is this? The two things that identified who Jane was, I felt like they had been taken away, and I didn't know who I was or even how to look at myself. I realized I had never really gotten to know who I was. I knew myself from the eyes of these other things. So I
Through
went through
your roles, you mean?
the roles.
Businesswoman, mother,
Yes,
wife.
all those.
And then when
Yes.
that's gone, I mean, you're still
So
a
when
mom,
that's
obviously,
gone,
but
yes, it got to a point where I didn't even want to look at myself in the mirror that I couldn't do. Because it then meant, before I'd look at myself in the mirror to have the mirror even, say, yes, you're looking good. But this time, the mirror was revealing who I had become. Because when I looked there, the eyes that were looking at me were just a sad, lost person. Yes. So,
And
yes. And
you've
so instead of,
don't
this
lose
was
your train of
revealing me.
thought. Say that again.
So this was revealing who I was becoming. So mirrors for me were a no-no. Yes.
There's a I mean there's so much important, so many gems you've shared
Yes.
there, Jane. your thoughts. And we've talked about this in previous episode, the power of our thoughts. And sometimes people don't understand what a coach means when they say you don't have to believe all your thoughts, because the world has elevated the intellect. But the intellect can only get you so far. And as you've said, Jane, sometimes it's your intellect that's attacking you. I'm
Attacking
not
you,
good
yes.
enough. No one loves me. I'm worthless. All this thing. It's so,
Is there any point to my life?
is
Look
there
at
any point to
me.
my life?
There's
Things.
nothing I'm good at. Look at me, my marriage. Look at me, my job. Look at me, I'm a bad mother. Look at me. Oh, yes.
Wow. And this the other thing you said that was so key is this thing of roles. So you've identified so strongly with a particular role, and then that thing goes away, and now you're bereft. Now you're bereft, and you're wondering what's left. I've certainly been there. I wasn't, I was that kid in school who the teachers were like, "Oh my God, you're so smart, you're so brilliant," especially in primary school. And now, as an adult and as a mother, I see the dangers of that because I started to associate achievement with worthiness, and I became really, really bad at failure. So I can tell the listeners, I can tell you for free, I was probably depressed my entire life at uni because I was just like, "Oh my God, this is what I want to do. I'm such a, I'm so this, I'm so that. Everybody else looks so happy and together and da 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 da." And I was just feeling miserable. And I remember being relieved that my classes started at 10 in the morning or 11 in the morning because it meant I could sleep in. That's the other thing that happens when you're depressed. You tend to sleep a lot.
They're actually avoiding the world.
Exactly. You're avoiding the world. You're avoiding the world. You're
You're
avoiding
actually avoiding the
walking
world.
into that portal.
Oh,
You're
yes.
avoiding walking into that portal. Wow. We will come back to your stories, Jane. Carolyn, I'd love to hear from you, and so would our listeners, of course. What are your thoughts around this thing called depression or your experiences?
Wow.
It's a loaded
Honestly,
question.
it's a very, very loaded
And thank
question.
God we can laugh now because it's
Now.
you're not laughing when you're in it.
So, I mean, my experience is a lot. And, dear listener, I want you to know that I'm here having this conversation in this profession because I was initiated by depression. And initiation is really like a rite of passage. Like I have earned whatever work that I do for my life, my purpose, because I walked through it. That was a fire that I walked through. And so I want to share more than my experience. I want to share my perspective that was born out of going through this experience. And one of the things that I want to share is that depression is a state of I am. Is who you become after a series of things that have happened. And I know a lot of people want to say, oh, depression is the outcome of stress, but I want you to shift your perspective. So a human being is mind, body, and soul. And they are within an environment. They are in an environment. So this I am depressed that becomes an embodied state, becomes a lived experience of someone, can start from any of those levels. It can start from your environment. Something can happen. And I know a lot of people have not been focusing on the impact of the environment. But let me tell you guys, this how we live as human beings is not our natural environment. We are not created and built for concrete jungles. We are not built for the rat
Know
race.
that.
We are not built for capitalism. We are not built for Miss Independence. I live alone. I work alone. I'm a lone ranger. We are not built for that. But when you are told to live like that, or you are forced to live like that because of how society is going, then you become highly adaptable. And one of the ways to adapt to our environment is depression. Because
How
how are you
so?
going to get people rallying around you so that you come back to your sense of community? You get depressed, or you get depressed so that you can hang out with people to cover up this thing. So you become very social, you become addicted to stuff.
An avoidance,
you become
those
addicted to,
avoidance
exactly,
tactics.
you become a celebrity so that you can create a fan base, you know. So I need you to begin to see that that's how it can start. It can also start from on a soul level, you know, a soul level. We are talking about energetic, because depression has a heaviness around it.
Yeah.
Something that you can't put your finger on, but is really weighing you down.
Yeah.
You know, and it comes from a sense of being lost as of who you really are.
Yeah.
It's like who you really are has been put in a corner, locked, and you can feel it. You can feel that you're lost to yourself. And that triggers depression. Also, intellectually, you begin to have thoughts, or because of your mental focus that is probably conditioned while you are growing up, and your mental focus is based on sometimes your deficiencies, you're deficient of attention, you're deficient of acceptance, you're deficient of
worthiness.
All these things. Exactly. So your mind becomes fixated on it, and you want to get it through stuff. You want to get it through achievement. You want to get it, and that way you become depressed. So it can start on all those levels. As you're saying, it's on different levels. There's the mild one, there's the moderate, there's the severe one. I had what they called, I remember looking at that paper, the diagnosis was major psychotic depression. That was my diagnosis written on paper. And I want to tell you that there's a lot of power in something written on paper. There's a lot of power in who says it.
Yes.
So there's this guy with a white lab coat in an office written psychiatrist,
MSc, with many degrees,
PhD, BSc.
MD.
And you're like, God,
many acronyms,
fate.
And you're
hey,
like, oh, this,
my
wow,
fate
you
is
must
sealed.
Be
My fate is sealed. And then you know what your mind does? What you focus on, your subconscious mind expands.
Yes.
And so you begin to walk and talk this label. And you begin to believe that this is all you can be. And you begin to want people to understand that, to accept that and treat you accordingly. Let me tell you, it begins to be a real monster that eats you from inside. Until you decide that I don't care who said it, I don't like it, and I'm changing it. Period. And that's the level that I want to tell the listener that is achievable. Instead of using the labels and the experiences to launch it further down, to anchor it,
to help to feed it, to help it grow.
Exactly. We are not saying that it's not serious. It is serious.
It is
I've
serious.
Been through
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
And it's something that needs to people to talk about it. But I want you to say to tell yourself and to understand that what matters is your experience of it. If you don't want any experience, it is within your power to change it.
Yeah.
So, but then change starts from acceptance, that I want to accept that this is how my life is. I want to accept that this, because acceptance brings awareness. You begin to see the thoughts that you need to change, the perspectives that you need to change, the actions that you need to take, the medicine that you need to take, the diet that you need to change. But you're not
the
doing all that from a place of helplessness. You're saying, I'm taking over my life and I'm turning this thing around.
You walk into
and
the
this is
portal.
My starting point.
You walk into the portal. I remember, you know, Caroline, you're talking about when it's written down on paper and who is saying it. You've just, by saying that, me listening to you, you've just helped me realize that for me, when I was in uni and the counselor I finally decided after so many years of not wanting to accept. You talk about accepting. See, I'm a high achiever. No. This is just a minor hiccup I'm going through. Yeah, right. It lasted years. I finally took myself to see the therapist at the uni campus, and everything I described to him, he was a very, very helpful man. That was a turning point for me, that therapist, the conversation with him. And for me, my diagnosis was generalized anxiety disorder. That was one of them. GAD. And you've just helped me realize that I did not wear it. I looked at it and I still remember the printouts he had given me to read up about it. I read up about it and I said, I'm going to do something about this. And thankfully for me, that therapist said there is stuff you can do about it. So I'm hearing you talk, Carolyn, and I've just had an epiphany and gone, oh my God, the way I was dealt with and how I chose to approach it. You know, because it's like what you're saying, Carolyn, you can start wearing it and now it becomes
It's
your
because
identity.
people don't move beyond validation. So there are steps to getting out of it. The first one is acceptance for yourself. The second
That
one is
this is where
validation.
I
Your
am.
experience is validated by someone. It's like, yeah, you're not, your perception is right, that this is not normal. What you're feeling is not normal. That's fine. But most people stop there because it's comfortable. That nobody ever tells them, do you want out? And are you ready to do the work that is needed for you to have a different experience?
That is so
And you can
powerful,
be in
Carolyn.
therapy
That
for
is.
10, 9, 12 years
Oh, Carolyn,
because
people, there
they
are
are
people in
not
therapy
asking
for
you that question.
decades. There
I've
are people
had
in
clients
therapy
come to
for
me
decades.
and they're like, I was in therapy for 12 years. I've gotten a breakthrough in this first session. It's
Yes.
because you didn't move to the next step of then what is it costing you? This thing that you
Yes.
have been wearing, it's costing you your dreams because you're telling yourself, because I'm depressed, I cannot work for a week. Because I'm depressed, I cannot do this. I cannot do. You're holding yourself at ransom because of this label you're wearing. And you, because you're looking for people to validate you all over and to treat you according to your label. And when somebody doesn't understand when you come in late, you fall back into victim and you're like, you should understand how hard it is for me to get out of bed. Let me tell you, Sissy, I'm really
And
grateful for the
we've
people
all
who
done
helped
that,
me.
eh? Just
Yeah.
don't lose your train of thought, Caroline. We've all done that. You just don't
Yeah.
understand. You
Exactly.
just don't
But let me tell
understand.
you, it's really not understanding that will help you. It is being accountable for your dreams, not even for your mere actions, for your dreams. I'm really grateful for people who did not take my excuses, even though they were valid and real. And they would tell me, I understand you, but you committed to this. Where is the result? Because that way I was able to get over and past this label. I was able to say, I'm
I don't
still going to
want,
achieve my dreams, even if I have this diagnosis. And now it's not
I
my name anymore. It's not my name. It's an experience I've had.
it's an
Yes,
experience you've had, and
I
this
like
is
what you're saying, Carolina.
so sorry, don't lose your train
Yeah.
of thought, Jane. Don't lose your train of
Okay.
thought, because I just want to remind the listeners, please understand one thing. We are not saying what you're going through is not real. We are not saying what you're going through is not serious. We are not saying you will resolve it after listening to this podcast episode. Don't misunderstand what Coach Carolyn is saying. Coach Carolyn is saying it's helpful, extremely helpful to ask yourself, how do I get out of this? Because I want to
Yeah.
live a full life. I
Exactly.
don't
You're
want this
greater
thing
than
to
your
stop me.
experiences.
I
Exactly.
don't want this
Exactly.
thing to stop me. And what is the real work I need to do? Now, there's something else you said, Caroline, that's really, really key. Acceptance of this is where I am. In Kiswahili, you'd say, nimefika hapa, because there are
Exactly.
so many depressed people who are in complete denial, and we see them. We see them
Yeah.
drinking, trying to
And
drink
they're
the depression
projecting.
away. trying to be happy, the happy person. That was one of my tactics. You know, back in the day, my happiness, it was real, but it also wasn't real. I was just, it was just a distraction. I was trying to get away from the discomfort of it. Jane, what are your thoughts?
You know, I was just going to say, I like what Caroline said, because I remember when I started getting my coach just said, Jane, you know, you're married to your labels. And I was like, what again? You're married to your labels. I was
You're
like,
married to your labels. You're
and
married to
listen,
your
not to me.
problems. Gosh.
And Mrs. Label.
she said to me, listen, every time I talk to you, it's you come back with the labels and you almost want to justify why you are where you are. She only asked me, you know, if you want to work with me, I need you to tell me what is it that you're committed to your labels or to finding healing? And I was like, what? She says, yeah, that's all I need you to do. Because you know what? You keep telling me this. You're like a broken round record. You speak about the same thing all the time. And I cannot help you that way. And I was like, how? You know, at some point, I was like, how dare she talk to me like that? What
How
is she
dare,
even
this is
asking me? She's no,
I
she doesn't
know.
understand. Caroline, she didn't understand my situation. She know how much
She's
pain
so
I'm in.
cold.
She's so cold. She doesn't get it and all that. And she looked at me and she says, I just need you to tell me which one you want. Then we can now focus on that. So she says, so I looked at her. I said, of course I want healing. That's why I'm here. I said, okay, can we drop all those labels? And she said, if you didn't have a label for them, what would you call what you're going through? And she said to me, for me, it was some trauma, depression, something like that. That's what I was told I had. And she says, there are many people who have gone through traumas, and I'm not in any way minimizing what you've gone through. But you've got to tell me whether that's what you want to sit on for the rest of your life, what you went through, or you can use it to elevate yourself to the next place. And this is what I wanted to say about depression. One of the things I realized, when you look at the word depression, it's about depressing something, suppressing it.
Depressed,
Yeah, so it's not coming out. And I remember my coach asking me, if you were not suppressing it, depressing it, what would you be doing? And I don't know. I said, I suggest I would be expressing it. And she said, there we go. So how we are going to do this is start expressing it. We are going to start expressing how we are feeling and why we are feeling what we are feeling, and we can start finding healing through that. And I was
And
like,
Jane, expressing what you really want.
of
Expressing what
course.
you really want.
Yes. First of all, how you think, how you feel, and how you're acting. And then, what do I want out of this situation?
What do I want
And
out of
you know,
life?
and what I want out of life. You know, I love what Caroline said about this. Her coaching was born out of this. So was mine. When I got what I got, I said, how many people are out there struggling and stuck like I was, sitting in the same thing? And I'm glad my coach wasn't, you know, wasn't pussyfooting with me.
Pandering to
She wasn't pandering, she just said it. And she says, Jane,
yeah.
you've got to tell me what it is that you want so that I know how I'm going to work with you, or I'm not going to work with you. And I was like, oh, wow, it sounded harsh, but you know what? I think I'm one of those people who really needed that. A wake-up call. Mine could not have been put nicely, because I think I'd have still gone to, you don't understand, you know what I'm going through. Oh, I was given that, and
You needed the
I
kind of
needed that.
slap, a kind of
I
slap,
needed
a
that.
reality check or something.
Yes. And what I really got to see is, I had let my mind control everything.
Those
You know, it
thoughts,
was
right?
attacking me. And
Back
I'm
to
thinking,
those thoughts.
I'm
I'm
back to
telling
those
you,
thoughts.
the thoughts, man, the
And she said, no one
thoughts.
is gonna save you, Jane, from out of this. No one is. You're the only one who can free yourself from those thoughts. I'm like, how? She says, that's why now you came to me. We shall work through the how. And I was like, okay. Now, you know, those ones, I didn't even realize what I had said, but it was a surrender. I'm here, willing to hear what it is, because actually I was in a bad space. And honestly, if I had not gotten out of it, I was going down. And I keep to say to people, a depression, even when you're driving, sissy, when you go through a depression, because sometimes some roads have a depression, what is immediately after the depression?
Is the up
An incline. An incline, something, yes, going up.
Yeah.
So you can either go down there and stay down there,
Yeah.
or continue
Yeah.
and start now inclining, you know? So
You
I was like,
know, I
wow.
mean, this is really, really powerful, and it's somebody offering you, or let if we stick with the language of portals, it's not a problem, it's a portal.
Yes.
Walk through it, see what comes out on
Yes.
the other side. And you usually need assistance. You need help to do this. Some of these
Yes.
portals,
Yeah.
It's a bit tricky to go through on your own. I remember
Yeah.
A client of mine many, many years ago who was given a diagnosis of being bipolar. And I remember explaining to her, you know, if you identify so strongly with something, it's very difficult to unhook yourself from it. I am bipolar. I am this. I am that. And I said to her, why don't we look at it like this? The ups and the downs you're feeling are caused by certain situations. You know, Caroline, you talked about your environment. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're caused,
yeah.
They are triggered by certain situations, certain people, certain experiences. And we had a whole conversation about what makes her get depressive, what makes her get manic. And that's a completely different conversation to, oh, okay, sorry, I'm so sorry, but you know, it is what it is. No, it's that acceptance. Like, yeah, okay, this is the diagnosis. And she chose to continue taking her medication because that worked for her. And
yeah.
I said, on top of that, let's now also look at creating a healthy environment for yourself. You know, there are certain jobs, certain industries you should not even set foot in if you have these kinds of challenges, because they will feed the beast. That's number one. We started talking about work, the kind of work, the industry she was working in. You know, so it's about, dear listener, it's about number one, acceptance.
Are we still there?
Yes, Jane, we're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about, dear listener, number one, acceptance. Like, okay, this is where I am and it's not a great place. And then the all important, but I want to get out of this. I want to get through it and get out of this. And number three, what help do I need? But that second part is so important for somebody to offer you. For somebody to offer you something different.
Exactly.
Somebody even to be willing to listen to you.
To listen to your desired future, not to listen to the woe is me. Just
exactly. No, no, no. Because again, people who listen to you from where you want to come out from will not help you. And this is the analogy that I have. If you've fallen in a pit, for example, you've fallen in a pit. The first thing that happens is that you realize that you're in a pit. The second thing is you desire to get out.
Yes.
And your desire to get out is what causes you to call for help.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, when you call for help, the person who will come to help you, if they jump in the pit with you, they cannot help you.
They can't.
And that's what we want when we are telling people to understand us, because nobody can understand you unless they're in your shoes, which means they have to get into the pit with you, which means they will not help you from that position.
Because you both need help.
Exactly. So you need somebody who is out of the pit to throw you something or to pull you out. Now, this pulling you out is actually the effort that you need to make to get out. The effort that you need to make to shift your mindset, to detach from this label, to desire a different experience.
Yeah.
That's what being pulled out looks like. Not being understood and being told, Woshe,
come into the pit with me.
You know,
into the pit.
Sometimes, you guys,
let's have a party. You know, have a party. You know, someone told me something, Sissy, and I'll never forget what they said. Huh? They said, be careful what comes after I am, because it always comes back looking for you.
Yeah.
And that person who's helping you get out of that pit. It's not allowing you to say, I'm depressed. I'm experiencing some depression. There's a very major difference. And therefore, I just need to know how to deal with it when I go through this moment, because it's a state. So, but when I am owning it. Guess what happens when you start owning stuff? So even when somebody throws the rope,
you're not even going to be able to see it. You're not even going to be able to see it.
And I'm even thinking, okay, you've thrown the rope. How do I get out?
Yeah.
You have to grab it.
And you come and get me out. Come here.
Climb down. Climb down and come and get me out. And
you know,
I love the
stuck.
Analogy. I love the analogy, Caroline. It's about somebody outside the pit throwing you a rope because you'll need to do some work. And here's the thing, ladies.
Exactly.
One of the things that, because I'm a swimmer. Yeah, swimming is my thing. And when you're in a pool and somebody starts to drown, do you know the worst thing you can do is jump in
try
if
and
you haven't
help them.
Assessed the situation? Because the adrenaline is going, so the person becomes quite strong. They can pull you down with them. You need to be super duper strong and super duper aware of the size of the person that has jumped in. Obviously, if you're dealing with a baby, we can jump in and rescue the baby. But if an adult is drowning, you've got to throw them something for them to grab onto.
Yes.
You have to be remarkably adept to decide to jump in and pull the person out. They can pull you down with them. Yeah, and
the swimmers
understand what I'm talking about, because
the
natural instinct is, let me jump in and save this person. Hey, my friend, they might be stronger than you and they've got that adrenaline going. They can pull you down. So it may seem counterintuitive. It may seem cold and distant, but it's not, dear listeners. You want those people who will say, I see something else for you. I am so sorry for what you're going through. See, that's the other thing. It's not about fake positive thinking. Oh, come on, snap out of it. Let's, you know, I am so sorry that this is happening for you and to you. Do you want to get out?
Yeah, like what do you want?
I can help you. Yeah. I can, you know, whatever it is. But it's that example of the person is out of the pit or out of the pool and throwing you a line. The line, the rope that will save you.
And therefore, there must be effort on your end.
Yeah.
And that's really what I wanted to add something on the effort, because in my experience, I have seen, if you look at anyone dealing with any illness and they have to run their life normally and they are not in victim mindset, they do understand that they cannot compare themselves with other people. Sometimes it takes so much more for me to attend a meeting than it does for you guys because of how my brain and my, you know, mental health is designed. Same way, if we were to go for a meeting and somebody who is disabled and uses a wheelchair has to use more effort, more things to facilitate them to be present to that meeting, we might arrive there at the same time, participate the same way, but it took them more to show up than it did most people. And they are not seeing themselves as victims. So that's the other thing you need to accept, that if you're going through depression or anxiety, it might take you more. And that's where you are being shaped and formed. Because this is how, you know, this is how transformation happens. You get an experience that everyone doesn't, so that you can become, you know, different from everyone else.
Yeah.
You can own your purpose.
Yeah.
Because your life is a specific curriculum for your purpose.
Yeah.
So maybe Sissy didn't need to go through depression for her to step into her purpose. Maybe she needed something else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So look at it from that perspective and think, maybe the extra work that I need to do to show up in the way that I needed to show up or the way I want to show up is what is actually shifting me and transforming me, so that you're willing to do the work.
And it's the thing that will make you more, what's the word? More knowledgeable. I've been in it. I've been through it. And you know, dear listeners, a lot of coaches, a lot of psychologists, a lot of counselors, we choose these careers because we've been in it. We've been through it.
Yes.
And it's very easy. I can't talk about psychologists and psychiatrists, but for coaches, it's very easy for somebody to wake up one day and decide to become a coach. But those sorts of coaches are very easy to spot. There's
Yeah.
a they lack depth. They lack depth of experience. And that doesn't mean you're a bad coach. That doesn't mean you won't be
Yeah.
effective. But when your coach tells you, yeah, I've been through that, that's very powerful because now the client is staring at somebody who is on the other side and saying, walk through the portal. I can show you. I can help you. I can support you. Sorry, Jane, were you going to say something?
Yes, I was just going to add something right there so that I don't lose this. Any listener on the call today who's gone through any depression or is going through depression is to remind themselves, you have depression, it doesn't have you. And I think
And
it's so
it's
important.
not you. It's not you.
Yes,
It
it's
is
a
something
state
you are experiencing.
experiencing for a period of time. And you need to be just come to terms with this is what I am going through. I think for me, one of the things that was so hard was even to admit how I was feeling. I didn't know that I could share what I was feeling. I don't know whether you guys went through that. I didn't know that I could even say, this is how I feel. I don't feel like waking up. I don't feel like combing my hair. I don't feel like showering. I didn't know I could share that. And this sort of conversations allow you to start from there. Just say, this is how I'm feeling. And just be truthful. Because until
Truthful,
you
Jane,
know, just
truthful.
naked.
Just truthful, just vulnerable, just
Just
naked.
vulnerable.
And the acknowledgement, you know, see, this is for me the thing that I would love for our listeners to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, we are three coaches. Our job is to listen to people's stories. And I'm telling you, we have coached people who the rest of society is looking at and going, wow, she's doing
What
so well.
happened?
He's doing so well. That very same person is talking to coaches like us saying, I'm depressed. I'm anxious. I'm this. I'm that. It happens to everyone. But Jane, there's something you said that's so key, being truthful. And dear listeners, posting on Facebook, I just want to end it all. That's not what we're talking about.
Okay, well,
Those sorts of posts are a bit attention seeking. They're called smash and grab posts, right? We're talking about pick up the phone, call a friend, and just say the words, I'm not okay. Can you come? I'm not okay. Or as happens to me when some of my friends are like, look, I'm not okay, but we're good friends. You probably can't coach me. And I write back and I say, yeah, I probably can't. I mean, Caroline, I've sent people to you. Jane, I've sent people to you. You know, it's just being texted and told, Sissy, just send me some numbers. I'm not okay. That is you grabbing the rope. That is you grabbing the rope.
But
Ladies,
it has to come from you as a person where you acknowledge this is where I'm at.
And dear listener, please don't misunderstand. We're not saying that you are the one who will solve it all. You see, that's the other challenge. People think I'm the one who has to fix this. I have to get out of this myself. No, call on your village, your friends, your spouse. You can't do it alone, nor should you, nor should you.
Sissy, I would like to add something because
Please
sometimes
do.
we think that we have to get better for our lives to get better.
Yeah, we have to get better
It's
right
like,
now.
it's like somebody who has gotten their leg amputated and they are saying, I'll never be happy until I have my leg again. It's never gonna happen. So sometimes, like a big part of my recovery was accepting that what I have is what I have. So I stopped living in a future where I thought I will not be depressed
So
because I wasn't
powerful.
sure that was ever gonna come. So I had to make the best out of what I had. And I was like, even if I'm gonna crawl out of bed, I'm gonna put 5 to 15 alarms to get up. I'm gonna have an accountability partner to come and pull me out of bed. That's what I will do, even if that's what I have to do for the rest of my life. That's what I'll have to do. And I accepted that. And when I did, I began to do what I could do and make the best out of even those most depressive days. I would sit and I would be like, fine, I don't feel like answering phone calls. Can I drop emails instead? Or can I delegate this instead? And so I stopped thinking that, oh, I'm gonna, you know, looking into the future is another thing. Oh, I want to get well. Meanwhile, what's happening right now? You know, so make the best out of this moment. Use
There's
the clutches
something
that you
to
need
learn.
To use. Exactly.
There's something
and that's
to
how
learn.
The better days will come.
Can
it's,
I add something
what,
right
what
you there?
What Caroline is saying, don't lose your train of thought, Jane. Dear listeners, what Caroline is saying there is don't make it wrong. Because that's the other thing about this world we live in. Happy, 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 happiness crowd. You should be happy. You should be happy. You should be cheerful and chirpy all the time. That is creating so much pressure for so many people. So don't make it wrong, dear listener, that you're feeling the way you're feeling. You know, like oh, this is something I need to shake off right away. No, it's a process. It's a process. Jane, what would you like to share before we wrap up?
Actually, I was just going to add on to that, actually. That's what I wanted to say. Because what we see on social media is always people who are prime and proper, nothing going wrong, posting your, you know, in this place, in Mombasa, wherever it is. So the life looks like it's all nice and rosy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. We sometimes go through our down moments. And as Sissy says, do not judge it. Do not judge one single moment and say that's the what happens for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
The one thing that is also very critical is be careful also who you're sharing when you're going through all this. Select who you think you can talk to.
Yeah, people you trust.
People you trust, because you might open up to someone and someone just breaks you further.
Yeah.
You always look at prime
someone
and
know who knows.
Someone
how
who
to help.
Knows. Yes.
Yeah.
And when you do open up, like we said, do not hold back.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. When we start judging moments, that's when we hold back. When we start worrying about how people are going to look at us after this, we start holding back. I can tell you this, and after being a coach for many years, all of us have our moments when we don't feel very good about ourselves. We all have those down moments.
Yeah.
You're not the only one going through this.
Yes.
In fact, what I also learned, instead of asking yourself, why is this happening to me? Ask yourself, how is this working for me? Because it's always going to be bringing you a lesson if you choose to learn it. How is this working for me rather than working against me? So really, I just wanted to remind us, be careful who you talk to. And when you do open up, it's not about looking bad or judging the moment. It's about, it's about moving. Caroline said it's being in a pit. When someone throws you the rope, you don't start asking, are people going to ask me how I got in here? No, we're not interested how you got in there. I'm here to help you get out. Once we get out, now let's sit down. First, I need to get you out of there. Then let's look at what are the lessons that you can pick from that.
You know what you're saying, Jane, and we will wrap up in a few short minutes. What you're saying, Jane, reminds me of this metaphor. It's you see it a lot in movies, in adventure movies, like Lord of the Rings, for example, or The Matrix, where the main protagonist, the superhero, the superheroine, always has to go down into some cave, into some pit, into some valley. And then when they come back out, they come back out with the superpowers that they didn't have before. And our hope, dear listener, is that you can take that journey. Don't make your depression wrong. Don't think there's something wrong with you. Don't identify too strongly with it because it gets you sympathy and attention, all of that jazz. Because yeah, the ego is an interesting thing. It comes wearing all kinds of clothes, and even your depression can be used against you by yourself. I'm not gonna pursue this because I just feel so bad. But you've been saying that for years, and now you're really, really stuck. Okay. Any last thoughts, dear Caroline, before we wrap up? Any last thoughts for our listeners?
Should I start?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay.
Well, what I would want to tell the listener is that you are enough. There's no experience and no circumstance in your life reduces you or even adds to you. You are complete, you are enough. All these are just experiences you are having for what? For choice of experience, you know?
For your
and
growth,
you can choose exactly. And it's really to refocus you to really what you want. What experience do you want to have? What do you want to create in this world?
Yeah.
And why should anything stop you? Because you're infinitely powerful. So whatever challenge that you're given, work with it. I mean, plumbers work with gravity to pipe our houses. They don't complain about gravity, that it's resisting the way the water is flowing. They just work with it.
Yeah.
So do that with whatever challenge that comes to you, and you'll find that your mind will transform.
Yeah.
Because you'll have to find new perspectives to negative situations.
Yeah.
You'll have to find the silver lining in every cloud.
Yes.
And in that way, you begin to see the good in everything and how everything is actually orchestrated to work for you.
Yeah.
And that's really the goal. The goal is to see the divine in everything, the soul of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you only get there if you allow yourself to work with whatever circumstances you're given.
Yeah.
And lastly, if you're depressed, find the right help.
Yes.
To transition, combine therapy and coaching, because therapy will validate you, will talk about the problem and where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Coaching will hold you accountable to create what you want.
Yes.
Despite and in spite of the depression.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the best, and everything is working for your good.
I love that. Thank you, Caroline. What about you, Jane? Last words of wisdom?
Yes. I like what Caroline said. You are enough. When you've caught yourself criticizing yourself, you need to remember the divine makes no mistakes. You're not a mistake. In fact, you're a miracle just being there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, believe it or not, this took me a long time to wind it up in my head to understand that even the situations that I've gone through, these experiences, that I chose them for my own growth, for my own expansion. And if you look at us, we are told what doesn't break you makes you. What you go through really as a person and something that you think you can never overcome and you're able to overcome, when you look back, you're like, wow, look at me. You know, I've really overcome and I've really grown. And that's what innovations are all about, you know, breaking those barriers, going beyond what you thought you were able to do.
Yeah.
You are special in the divine's eyes. We are all playing a role in this life. And when we say reach out, we are saying, believe it or not, there's someone out there who is able to help you walk through. There's someone out there who's gone through what you're going through right now.
Yep.
And has overcome it.
Yeah.
Don't be scared to reach out. When we as coaches work with you, we don't judge you. We don't judge the moments you have gone through.
We don't judge the choices you've made in the past.
We don't. You know,
even us, we've done stupid things.
We've done things that we're not totally proud of.
Yeah, we're not, there's no judgment. Yeah.
All we look at is continuing your life in the way you are. Is it working for you or working against you?
Yeah.
If you now recognize it's working against you, are you willing to do what it takes for it to start working for you? And you have the power in you. I know all of us are like the radio. You know when sometimes you switch on the radio and it's a bit scratchy, And all we need is a bit of tuning, just a bit of change, you know, tuning of the dial, and there will be crystal clear. It's just something like that that you require.
Yeah.
We as coaches are saying, if you're going through any depression right now, don't beat yourself up. It's time to recognize what you're going through. Call it by name. Reach out to someone.
Yeah.
And someone, for sure, we will be there.
Grab that rope. Grab that rope. Reach out and grab that rope. Dear listeners, for me, all I will say to you is we all go through this. We all go through this. There's nothing to be ashamed of. If you're feeling ashamed of talking to your friends about it, I don't know, maybe you need new friends because there should be one, at least one person in your life who you don't feel judged by. Reach out to that person. We as coaches are more than happy to work with counselors, therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists. We actually do work a lot with those other practitioners as well for the benefit of helping the client. What you're going through isn't easy. Please don't think we think it's easy. We've been there. It's not easy. But yeah, dear listener, just grab onto that rope that the person is throwing out to you. And it takes different people, different lengths of time to go through the process. That's the other thing I just want to mention. For somebody, it might take a year. Mm-hmm. For somebody, it might take 6 months. For somebody, it might take longer. But there are so many powerful, powerful gems of wisdom and experience that you can get even from a dark time like being depressed. So thank you so much for having the courage, dear listener, for tuning in and listening to the very, very end. Please reach out for any support that you need and walk through that portal. Walk through that portal and see what comes out on the other side. Thank you so much, Jane. Thank you so much, Carolyn. It's always such a pleasure and a privilege working with you. And one more thing, dear listeners. One more thing, dear listeners. We did have a session where we talked about, can you learn to love the tough times? So please make sure you listen to that episode as well. Ciao. Thank you, everybody. Take care. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.